Title: Minor Key Writing for Atmospheric Jungle Advanced. Alright, let's build some real atmospheric jungle harmony. Not sad chords in a minor key. I mean that foggy, cinematic, rolling feeling where the drums can go absolutely feral at 165 and the music still feels deep, controlled, and emotional. In this lesson, you're writing a 32-bar harmonic and melodic framework in a minor, built specifically to survive next to jungle drums, pads that imply chords instead of shouting them, a tiny motif that becomes a hook through repetition and variation, and a bass relationship, where the sub tells the truth and the mid layers suggest the mood. Before we touch any notes, set your project tempo to 165 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like jungle, slow enough that your harmony can breathe. Now, workflow discipline. I want you to put Ableton Scale MIDI effect on your pad track and your motif track, set to a minor, bass note A. The goal here is speed without accidents. We'll break the scale later on purpose, but early on, we're staying clean so every outside note is a deliberate decision, not a mistake you only notice after you've printed reverb tails all over it. Step 1. The pad progression. Atmospheric jungle vibes on implied harmony. If you stack dense triads in the low mids, you'll kill the break before it even arrives. So we're going to think like a scorer, not like someone playing block chords. Create a MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Keep it classy. Oscillator 1 as a sine or triangle for a clean core. Oscillator 2 as a saw, but low in level just for texture. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but don't crank it. Wide is good. Worry is not. Then build a simple pad chain, an auto filter low pass, slowly moving the cutoff. Chorus ensemble for gentle width. Hybrid reverb with a hauler shimmer feel, but be careful. Then EQ to high pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so you never argue with the sub. If the pad feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. Now the progression. We're in a minor, and we're going to use a classic jungle-friendly bass note path, a 2F to G to E. That's I, VI, Roman 7, V. It has forward motion, and that E at the end is a perfect setup for tension. But we're not going to just play a minor, F major, G major, E major as triads. Instead, we'll voice implied chords, open intervals, suspensions, 9 THS. The whole point is, the harmony should feel present, but not crowded. Start with an 8-bar loop, 2 bars per chord area. Bars 1 and 2, and a minor add 9 kind of cloud. Try A, E, B, C spread across octaves. Notice what we're doing. We're not jamming a heavy third in the low register. We're creating an atmosphere that suggests a minor without punching you in the face. Bars 3 and 4. An F major 7-ish flavor. F, C, E, A. Again, open it up. Let some notes stay in place between the first chord and this one. That's voice leading, and it's the secret sauce for floating inevitability. Bars 5 and 6. A G sus 2 or G E add 9 feel. G, D, A, B. Lots of air, lots of space, very little chord block. Bars 7 and 8. Here's the moment where you earn the cinematic pull. E7 tension. E, B, D, and G sharp. That G sharp is the leading tone in a minor, and it creates real gravity back to A. This is your first intentional break the scale moment. If you're using fold and the scale device, you'll have to manually place that G sharp, and that's good. It forces you to treat it like a structural event, not a casual note. Quick coach note here, separate functional tension from color tension. Most of the time, your pads are using color tension, 19 HS, sus tones, stuff that adds mood but doesn't demand resolution. Functional tension is that G-sharp leading tone, that dominant pull, the note that basically says, we're going somewhere. In jungle, functional tension should be rare and structural. Think, end of an 8-bar phrase, end of 16. Moments that mark the form. Now let's make the pad sing, because this is where a lot of people get stuck. Extra trick, write top line first harmony. It's weird, but it works fast. Before you even worry about the full voicing, write one high note that changes slowly across the 8 bars. Something like, E for 2 bars, stay on E for 2 bars, then D for 2 bars, then C for 2 bars. Just as an example, then build your chord tones underneath that. This stops your pad from feeling like generic diatonic chord mode and starts feeling like a scored piece. Also, plan your drum safe register now. Jungle breaks are bright and snappy. If you pack your harmonic information right into the snare's annoying zone, it'll feel harsh no matter how correct the notes are. As a starting mindset, leave the 180 to 350 Hz area relatively clean for snare body and low mid punch. Be careful with dense pad energy around 1 to 2 kHz when the snare is loud. Compose with those lanes in mind before you reach for EQ. Step 2. The motif, atmospheric jungle hooks are tiny, 2 to 4 notes, repeated and recontextualized. The identity comes from timing, tone, and variation, not from writing a whole melody that competes with the break. Create a new MIDI track for the motif. You can use analog, operator, or even a sampled piano if that's your thing. Keep it simple. A sine or triangle core, maybe a touch of saw for presence. Then effects. Echo set to 1/8 or 3/16 timing, maybe try a dotted feel. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Roll off some highs inside the echo so it sits behind the drums. Add a reverb with a 2 to 4 second decay and a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds. And EQ it so it's not stepping on low mids, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Now the writing method. Target notes plus neighbor tones. Pick anchors that exist in multiple chords. In a minor, E and R great anchors. Then decorate them with nearby notes like G, D, C. Here's an example one bar motif shape, a short E, then G, then resolve to A, then touch B for that airy ninth feel, then fall back to G. Keep it rhythmically sparse. Jungle drums are busy. Your hook is a ghost in the mist, not a lead singer. Now, essential part, variation across the 8 bars. Duplicate your motif clip across the 8 bars, and every 2 bars, change 1 or 2 notes. That's it. Minimal changes, maximum identity. Over the F section, maybe shift the last note to a so it feels more resolved. Over the G section, D can be a nice passing tone. And in bars 7 and 8, you can introduce G sharp briefly to mirror the E7 tension. Briefly is the key word. If you overuse it, it stops beating a structural signal and starts sounding like you don't know what key you're in. Advanced variation idea you can try later. Motif inversion plus register swap. Take your motif contour and flip it. If it goes up then down, make it go down then up. Then drop it an octave and shorten the notes. That becomes a shadow motif you can bring in later as a call and response trick without writing a new melody. Step 3. Bass. This is where a lot of atmospheric tracks either become mushy or become huge. The rule, the sub is simple and stable, and the mid-bass provides character without wrecking the mix. For the sub, create an operator track with a sine wave. No pitch envelope. Keep it clean. Write MIDI following the root notes of your progression. A, F, G, E. Mostly long notes. Maybe a step up into transitions, but don't get cute. The sub is the floor. If the floor moves too much, the whole room feels unstable. For processing, EQ if you need to low pass above 120 to 180 Hz. Optional. Add a saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, just to give harmonics, so it translates on smaller systems. A compressor can help with consistency, but keep it gentle. And keep the sub mono. If you need, use utility or an M/S approach so everything below around 120 Hz stays centered. Now the mid-bass. This is your controlled Atmos Res layer. Not a wall, not a look-at-me bass, just a dark moving presence. Use wave-eatable or analog with a saw and slight to tune. Modest unison, because too much unison becomes phase soup and the low mids turn to fog in a bad way. Processing chain, auto-filter, maybe band pass or low pass, with a slow LFO like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz so it evolves over time. Add more saturation than the sub. Eck it. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it never fights the sub. And notch any pad clash zone, often 250 to 500 Hz. Then utility for width, but be cautious. Width is mainly for higher content. If you widen the wrong range, the track loses punch. Composition trick here is huge. Let the mid-bass imply harmony occasionally by hitting chord tones like the 3rd, 7th, or 9th while the sub stays on the root. For example, over A in the sub, the mid-bass can touch C or B for a bar, that's implied harmony. That's the jungle move, bass note, gravity with harmonic ambiguity floating above it. If you want an even subtler version, keep the mid-bass on roots, but automate a formant like band pass sweep between 300 and 900 Hz. It can suggest harmonic movement without adding more notes at all. Also, if you want that sampled, aged, slightly unstable feel without leaving the key, use tiny pitch bends on a mid layer, not on the sub. 10 to 30 cents sliding into notes. It reads as worn tape or a resampled record, not as out of tune playing. Step 4. Arrangement. We're building a 32-bar sketch that evolves like jungle. Think in 8-bar paragraphs. Jungle listeners can handle repetition, but they hate stagnation. The trick is micro variation. Bars 1 to 8. Intro atmosphere. Pad progression only. Bring the motif in around bar 5. But distant. Automate the pad filter opening slowly so the space reveals itself. Bars 9 to 16. Tension build. Bring in the sub at bar 9. Simple and sustained. Introduce the mid-bass quietly, maybe low past. At bar 16, add some kind of reverse texture or a little ghost chord stab as a signpost. Not a giant riser. More like a cinematic breath. Bars 17 to 24. Drop 1. Drums enter. Breakbeat, sub, motif. Sidechain the pad and mid-bass so the break stays sharp. And in bars 23 and 24, do one small chord voicing derivation, like moving a single chord tone up an octave. It will feel like evolution without sounding like you changed the progression. Bars 25 to 32, drop variation and call response. Remove the motif for two bars so the break can breathe. Then bring it back with a one-note change, maybe another quick G-sharp hint. Add an atmospheric stab at bar 31 to signal the next transition. And speaking of sidechain, don't just sidechain the dry pad. Try sidechaining the reverb return instead. Put a compressor on the reverb return channel. Sidechain it from your drum bus. Drums stay forward, and the tails bloom in the gaps. It's one of those pro moves that instantly makes the mix feel intentional. Step 5. Texture glue. Create an audio track called Atmos Bus. Put a hybrid reverb hall on it, maybe a tiny redux, maybe a touch of vinyl distortion. Very subtle. Then send your pad, motif, and little FX into it. You can also use grain delay at low mix for shimmer, echo with a bit of noise enabled, and a slow auto pan for movement. If you use auto pan and you want it to feel like volume movement rather than phase weirdness, keep the phase at 0 degrees. Extra sound design upgrade, make a pad air layer that never muddies. Duplicate your pad MIDI onto a new instrument that's basically only high frequencies, like operator sign or wavitable triangle. High pass it around 1 to 2 kHz, chorus it, long reverb, and keep it quiet. When the drums arrive, the space suddenly feels expensive, but your low mid stay clean. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. First, dense chord stacks in the low mids. If your pad has a big low mid pileup, your break will instantly feel smaller. High pass the pad and use open voicings. Second, too much harmonic movement. If you change chords every bar, it starts feeling like house or melodic techno structure. This audio version is shortened for playback.